surrounded by infinity. We're here, adrift in space, and simply breathing easily inside this present place. We calmly breathe, recalling we have come here from afar and grown towards humanity from dust specks that we are. This place is where we've come to sense our shared humanity within a shared experience of deep serenity. We feel this present breath right now. It's evidence of all that had to happen to allow these chests to rise and fall. We're dust that's almost always been adrift and purposeless until in us it could begin to meditate like this. Each breath of air we take gives thrust to tiny games that drive the process in each one of us that renders us alive. Whatever journey brought us here is over. We arrive. We feel we're here and now, and we're immersed in all of life. The sprawling mess of life itself grows everywhere around, forever branching in a wealth of forms and smells and sounds. From out of all this planet's life, our species now has grown, so powerful we're truly rife to call this world our own. We humans differ from the rest of Earth's great wealth of beasts, as all of us here now attest by breathing in such peace. We humans here can feel secure. That's quite a special right. Most forms of life cannot be sure they will survive tonight. The calmness of this very breath right now is evidence. We need not fear a sudden death at one another's hand. We humans built this place of peace from nature's sprawling mess, since we can shape the world with ease that only we possess. To north and south, to west and east, we made this world our home more thoroughly than any beast that we allow to roam. We are so different from the rest of nature as a whole. Our ancestors thought we possessed some sacred spark, some soul. Although we're made of only dust, there is one oddity, a guidance known to only just our human family. This thing that makes humanity unique and radical grew in our shared ancestry. In ancient Africa, we started as a kind of ape, upright and throwing stones, with special voices fit to shape the songs we would intone. We did not look like we would prove a worthy enemy for lions and for saber-tooths who ruled that territory. The fights in which we were involved, we could not win without a social instinct we evolved to help each other out. Although our kind was never great in number, strength or speed, our learning to collaborate would help us to succeed. A hail of many stones would get a lion to turn back. Collective shouts could voice a threat a single voice would lack. While many beasts and certain plants do act collectively, we humans learned what they still can't, to do so flexibly. We learned to judge and to decide who we'd be working with, who feels like they are on our side, who gets what we can give. We're bred to sense this. Those who trust too little or too much were outcompeted in our past. We had to learn to judge. We're kinder than the chimpanzees, more generous, more brave, because our fellow human sees how rightly we behave. This helped us fight as stronger teams and hunt effectively. Since teamwork shaped us, now it seems we do it naturally. We grew to feel within our breast an urge to be worth trust. Be good to those who know us best and earn trust that's true and just. It is an urge to be found good by those we find the same. Be allies that together should pursue a common aim. This leads to bonds so deep and good, they hold deep joy therein, a sisterhood and brotherhood beyond our next of kin. The strength this gives us is absurd. No word is great enough, but lacking some more fitting word, we'll simply call it love. Between us here, there's some of it, inherent interest in helping out at least a bit with whom we coexist. So if we like, we can allow ourselves to try and feel this force between us here and now. It's glorious and real. To love each other is our niche. This makes humanity the only part of nature which must strive for harmony. Love comes with curiosity for one another, so we get to know us thoroughly and let each other know. This soon meant more than just to find who'll help us out and who won't. We noticed someone else's mind can know things that we don't. And learning this, we then could choose to teach each other rules that helped us to survive, like use of fire, words and tools. The water bag, the Flintstone scrape, the spear, the scary drum gave power to those ancient apes we're all descended from. They loved their children as we must and passed their knowledge on. We all hold knowledge given us by ancestors long gone. Such knowledge as however more developed teamwork must be built on rules we now call law and promises and trust. Our human wish to be a part of teams, to thus be bound, is central to us like the hearts that pump our blood around. Because we're bred to want to care, it can be hard to know this life is neither just nor fair until we make it so. There's no care for what we're worth except the care we take. There is no justice on this earth except the one we make. We are the only animals who have in recent times invented justice criminals and judgments for their crimes. While nature's laws rule everyone with bloody teeth and claws, by now our species has begun to write more careful laws. We tried out laws for centuries, and most of what we tried just led to dreadful tyrannies, to war and genocide. We're mammals, bred as murderers, but we're inventing peace. The only predator on earth whose fights begin to cease. Upon foundations shared with apes, we build our own new way that still continues to be shaped by lives like ours today. Unprecedented as we are, were great mistakes we've made, and still we're failing. Yet so far, some groundwork has been laid. From instincts driving us to beat competitors we face, we've built a world where we compete within the marketplace. We found that when we give and take agreements we compose, relying on each other make us draw each other close. Most things around us now were made by strangers and for sale. Again, it's teamwork when we trade at even greater scale. Our drive to work together leads from families and tribes, through cities, nations, states and creeds to global human rights. The trust that lets us breathe in peace within this place today was built for countless centuries. It is the human way. How many laboured to create this trust and how it grows from ways we can collaborate no other species knows. We still have much to figure out. We will make more mistakes until we learn to bring about the form our purpose takes. While many species' history is finished, lost and gone, the story of humanity has only just begun. We're growing ever better at our self-appointed task of answering the questions that no other species asks. The love that made us human and gave us our peace and wealth does let us know each other and thus also know ourselves. We've learned all forms of life to share the same vitality, but only humans seem to care for life's totality. Of all the beasts, the humankind alone can know that we are part of something big, born blind, that now begins to see. This means we have a special fate. It's ours alone because we do such things as meditate. No other species does. The life that made us may employ our ever-growing skill to fill the stars with life and joy, no other species will. We'll have those species ride along and spread them far and wide. Their family and they belong on life's on our side. While we'll teach games of entropy to worlds we're flying to, spread life throughout the galaxy, that's not all we will do. We few who grasp life as a whole, its other forms can't see, have therefore got unique and sole responsibility. We will respond accordingly with what makes us unique, the love that guides humanity, of which this sermon speaks. The gift we give to future Earths must necessarily include the love in us that births our shared humanity. Along with life will spread the source of humankind's great might. This feeling in us, that's the force that helps us to unite. There is a bond to be found more deep than even love. But love helps find our way around. It helps look close enough. The same dust played the same old games, and love led us to care and look beyond our separate names and see ourselves in there. To see that we are much the same is seeing truthfully, and love goes on to help us aim for who we ought to be. This fact was meant by all who said that love is like a light that guides us on our way ahead. They all were simply right. For love alone can help us see that in each other's minds there's not just similarity, we're of a single kind. We see we all are made of dust and played by entropy, and there is only one of us, just one humanity. Within ourselves, right here and now, with all that looms above, we may wholeheartedly allow ourselves to feel this love. The love that guides humanity is what here now reveals this special kind of unity no other creature feels. The love that guides humanity comes here and now more true when we express it truthfully in what we choose to do. The love that guides humanity is not a place to stay, and there's no way to make it be. Love is itself the way. The love that guides humanity can be the way ahead, the way towards the mystery of where we will be led.